Chapter 5. Rec Number 1 Iscariot Jmanuel Sununda. Tuesday, August 8, 1989, 6:45 a.m. Year 2, Day 357. We are present and prepared to proceed. It is with great love and appreciation for your service that we join with you. I am Sununda with my brother, Judas Iscariot. Blessings upon these writings. I salute Commander Hayton, of Pleiades, for his willing participation, and I honor the thousands of hours you ones have spent in concentrated training in preparation for our arrival. As an Earth-based team, I honor and salute you for your fine works in a most negative and demanding environment. You shall have your day in the sun. I now relinquish communication circuits to Judas Iscariot that we might move rapidly with this project. I place my seal upon this work and upon this information, and I bless you with ease of input and peace within that you know of truth. So be it. Salute greetings in the radiance. Judas here to continue. I also bring respect and appreciation to the members of the Pleiades fleet, and more specifically to Commanders Hayton, Semjace, Ascot, Leah, Corton, and to you ones of Pleiades stationed on Earth base, which must remain unlabeled for security reasons. Your honor will be fulfilled as you see the wondrous truth displayed on thy media screens around thy world. This information must be perpetually given into the hands of beloved WG. And immediately upon completion it is to be copyrighted under a pen name which will be decided at that time. Sipapu Odyssey will also be placed in published format, in preparation for information seekers. Publication will be in the form and sequence in which the communiques are being sent and received. At all times security and safety measures must be observed and carefully exacted. Screenplays and further distribution instructions will be forthcoming. For security purposes, this information probably will be registered by Darush Kamerd, as author to protect Dharma's identity. These works, in the beginning, will most likely be published through Sister T so that this location of Bay Central will be held in some measure of security. Many things can also be brought forth through Little Crow Productions as we move farther into integration. These things are brought forth herein, for I respond, now, to Dharma's queries. Dharma, the next portion that will be placed within for documentation has already been brought unto you within the past few days. Search it out that our time be shortened. You will locate it from Wednesday, August 2, 1989, Rec. Hashtag 2, 2 p.m., 2 to 351. Included in total, for it was brought forth by Emmanuel. That writing covers a portion from the scrolls as well as current input from the Master, himself. Let this portion be complete. Let us then move on. So be it. Rec. Number 2 A. Sejesus Sununda. Wednesday, August 2, 1989, 2 p.m. Year 2, Day 351. Since many of the ones who served with me in the Middle Eastern lands have now returned with me to serve again, I must be in the enlightening of your different thrust. I watch you beauteous ones thrash and foment and agitation over your directions. You are in a different time and place. Yours will be by works of a different nature at this time. I am Sejesus Sununda who comes in thy service to do a bit of reminding. Lessons must be of such nature that the point can be utilized in any circumstance. You go where you can accomplish and allow seeds to germinate and sturdy plants grow to harvest. To run about teaching one to one as the disciples did in the holy lands is most foolish indeed. Firstly, you will negate our thrust of building a thriving industrial city of newness, and you will not reach but a puny few who will not believe at any rate. No, Chellus, the teachings must be spread forth through giant television motion picture complexes and such as that type of conduit, massive spread in circulation. These are the last offerings of the word of truth to a sick humanity, and it must be mammoth in nature. I will effort at comparison of teachings as I gathered you around me in those days of 2,000 years ago, and now in the present time. Instructions to mine 12. I called my 12 and they were as follows: Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the customs officer, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon Denius and Judas Iscariot, who was the only one besides me who understood the script. I sent them forth and told them to not go into the streets of Israel and to not go near the Pharisees and the scribes, but rather to go to the cities of the Samaritans and the unknowing in any and all other parts of the world. I told them thusly, to do this after I would be gone from them, for these ones, the unknowing, heathens, for they did not belong to the house of Israel, which would bring death and bloodshed into the world. Again, brethren, I speak not against any individual man, but as a defined group of oneness in thought and doctrine. I told them to go forth and teach that the laws of nature are the laws of the creation, and the power of man's spirit embodies life. I told them to heal the sick, rouse the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out evil spirits, etc. These services were to be done without pay, given freely to all ones asking. Material needs would be met with work of integrity in the marketplace, with honor and honesty. I told them to not amass gold, silver, or copper in their belts. Their works would produce remuneration, and it would be recycled into the business, and works that the work and word could spread. Those ordained to go forth unto the frontiers would leave the business in the hands of the servants who remained to ensure a foundation of value to cover earth needs. All would have, but no one person would glean great masses of wealth to be squandered or stolen. At that time, as was far different from your current lifestyle, where there is a hotel on every corner, and eating establishments by the hordes in every village, and you can travel by machine, and thus, and so. Therefore, you need not travel and abide with others nor depend on another for your needs, for all can be in the production of the wherewithal. This is, if you all come to thy purpose and settle down to do of thy works as you have accepted and committed. 2,000 years ago I told them to go only with those things that are absolutely necessary, so that they could eat and sleep on their journey, and so that they could keep clean and have always clean changes of clothing. Travel was dangerous in those days, and I told them not to carry many things with them, for they would only be burdened and would become welcome victims for thieves. I reminded them that each good deed is worth its pay, and if you diligently preach and teach knowledge, you shall not want anything. Now this was meant exactly as laid forth. These men knew their purpose, serve those encountered, and further, they were not searching for self, but serving others. These ones were not going in search of self, fulfillment, and inner light for the individual, self, to meditate in another's presence that one's truth might somehow rub off on them. These were not flower children drifting without purpose, living the lie of lies that they were off helping mankind. These flower children were the dropouts of society claiming to search for their identity through every loose moral activity available, while wandering and drifting about in groups of booster uppers and meditation mediums. This, brethren, is the difference in responsibility and irresponsibility. This type of proclaimed love is the most destructive one activity to plague humanity. Mine ones were sent forth knowing full well what was their job and working 24 hours a day at it, and no time off for afternoon energy meditation, while they sneaked in a nap and cried later, energy overload. They went on foot, remember? They walked thousands of miles, where you can put 150 envelopes into the mail to cover the same thousands of miles, so be it. You cop out by saying, well, you told them to do this and that and thus and so. When you do as they had to do, then you come and complain to me. And watch it, friends, if you do not do your job well now, that is exactly the way you will find yourselves doing it. And, brothers, you have committed unto the work, and no matter how you have to do it. I warned them to check carefully when entering a village. Remember, no motels, they had to search out living quarters and private places. So I urged them to take great care and inquire about if there would be someone there who would be worthy, and advise them to stay with same until departure, if possible. I told them to salute a house when it was entered into. And I tell you to honor the house into which you enter. It is gracious and imparts love and vibrations of peace and goodness. If the house is worthy, your peace will come upon it. But if it is not worthy, your peace will return unto you and you depart. If someone does not want to take you in or to hear your speeches, leave that house or that town, and shake the dust off your feet. I told them then, I tell you now, not to stay in a place where you are not welcomed with openness. Your truth and speeches will not be recognized. Flee from these places, for they are selfish and disloyal to nature. They revere not sacred things. They will be honoring false gods and idols of whatever nature they so choose from worldly manifestation. They are not followers of the creation nor of the laws thereof. Where a man's thoughts center, therein lies his heart desires, rarely is centered on God or the creation. I will now just repeat unto you that which I said unto them, that you can see the teachings are as filled with truth for you today as it was 2,000 years past. I did not lay down these edicts, brethren. These were edicts passed down from God to a people in disobedience of the very laws of the creation, and knew not any Christ path of truth. Herein I speak of Israel, since that was the directed subject material on this morn. I would have it otherwise. It is not otherwise. So be it. Flee from those places of false gods and false teachings, for they will seek your life, because they do not want to forsake that which they have and that which they are. This includes the multitudes of false Christians, brethren. The false Christian church clubs will be first to effort at destruction of this scribe, Asa, for instance. The mystics and New Agers, as such, are equally as dangerous. Watch of your steps and watch out for mine, scribes, please, I petition you, for most ones entering into thy places will not realize they are tools of darkness. The impact has hit hard, both Obali and Dharma, this very day. Energy thrust and focused intent travels uninhibited for tremendous spaces. Keep thy light shields about you. Never mind the originator at this point. Just know you are the targets. Flee from these incredulous people, for you shall not lose your life for the sake of truth and knowledge. No law demands that of you, nor is there a law which would recognize such foolishness. We need no physically dead workers. I need live and alert workers. Do not be foolish in thy projects. Use thy God-given intelligence and found good, solid business concerns, and you will be accepted, and truth will follow like sheep to a good shepherd. Verily I say unto you, however, many will die and shed their blood into the sand, because later my teaching will be made into false teachings, which I never taught, and which originate from the brains of scribes and priests set forth for their own gain, power and purposes. They will thereby bring masses of mankind under their control, and through the belief in their false teachings will rob man of his rightful belongings. Man is God's temple. He needs no graven images nor ornate buildings with another man's name placed thereon. In all the world, there will be screaming and chattering of teeth when the blood of all those flows who have made my teaching of wisdom and knowledge into false teaching, and when the blood flows of all those who through false belief and through being led astray believe these false teachings and advocate them, teachings that are not mine. Consequently, many of these heretics will lose their lives, many of these people of Israel, who will never find their peace until the end of the world, because they do not believe and deny the power of the Spirit and of knowledge. Now, little ones, prepare yourselves, for I am going to lay a hard one onto your backs. I make no exceptions to belief systems, nor do I condemn any man, as such, but the next is directly from God's source, and there is a lot of cleaning up that needs doing. The curse of Israel. Verily I say to you, the people of Israel were never a tribe of their own, and have at all times made a living from murder, robbery, and fire. Through ruse and murder did they conquer this land, through their despicable predatory wars, whereby they slaughtered their best friends like wild animals. And God said, cursed be the people of Israel until the end of the world, and it will never find its peace. Is today different from 2,000 years ago? How so? Did I say to kill them, mutilate them, hate them, or injure them? In fact, we of these outer realms are sending multitudes among them to work the wondrous transition. The peoples of the race are bearing our very own children upon your place to set them free of their bondage. But the cycle will come down and close exactly as written. No more, no less. So be it. I told them, and so it is today. Behold, I am sending you among the unbelievers and those set in their false teachings, like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as clever as the serpents and without deceit as the doves. No small task indeed. Beware of people, for they shall turn you over to the courts and shall scourge you in their synagogues. They will ridicule you, deprecate you, denounce you in every aspect of your life being, and then come running unto you to reap a share of the wondrous gifts you shall bring. Further, you will be led before kings and so-called great men because of my teaching as witnesses unto them, and light will go forth through thy works and mine word. Take no care if you cannot flee, and they shall turn you over unto the courts, for the power of your spirit will not leave you, and your knowledge will tell you what you shall say, and I shall touch of those who represent you in truth. For it is not you who speaks, but the power of your spirit and its knowledge. I am telling you, dear ones, try not to deal with Israel in thy blind desire to assist, for it has not to do with you. It is between God and Israel. With Israel, you will get nowhere with those peoples until the ending of the world cycle, and so be it. It does not mean that you shall not love thy Jewish neighbor, for we speak now of an entirely different matter, and one has very little connection to the other. I remind you, the disciple is not above the master, nor the servant above his lord. It suffices that the disciple be like his master, and the servant be like his lord. If they have called the father of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call them who live in his house? Therefore, protect of thine selves from that of Israel, for it is like a festering boil. But be not afraid of them, because there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed, and nothing secret which will not be made known. What I tell you in darkness, speak in daylight. And what is whispered into your ears, preach from the rooftops. Be not afraid of evil slander, but be afraid of those that kill the body and take life, eyes for eyes and teeth for teeth, life for life, for there is no godness within them. Further, they will eat into thy flesh until thy joints are frozen, and you are too crippled to respond. I came not to bring peace. I did not come to bring the world peace at that time, brothers. I did not come forth to bring peace, but rather to bring the sword of truth and knowledge of the power of the Spirit which dwells within man. I ask that you provoke even thy mother, father, and thus and so, that eyes be opened and thought be manifest in truth patterns instead of the continuation of sleep and inertia, walking steadily and deliberately unto thy doom. But it must be done in leadership, whereby truth is visual and man wishes to follow, for the way is simply better. Yes, thine enemies will likely be residing within thy very households. The path of truth is distant, and the wisdom of knowledge will reach it only slowly. I predicted dark ages would follow, centuries and millennia would pass before the truth of the spirit could reach unto the people. 2,000 years is quite enough, Chellis, quite enough, please. Well, it has all come to pass, so far, exactly as predicted. I walk with you in constant attendance. You need not more. I have come that mine father's kingdom be reclaimed and mine ones be put in safety. I also am prepared to meet my adversary on any front he so chooses. And of course, he will choose the place near Armageddon. So be it. As you are prepared, so shall you receive. Therefore, please let us move rapidly at preparation, for there will be some most irritating times forthcoming. Let us go, Dharma, and I suggest discretion with these words. You are writing historical data, and most of it will not be pleasing to the multitudes. Truth is rarely pleasing to the multitudes. You will be given to know when and who is ready for receiving. I plan, shortly, to bring a lot of relationships into integration regarding thy South America, Mexico and Central Americas into convergence with thine own North Americas. Don't concern, Dharma, thy ignorance is not my ignorance, blessed one. I need not thy educational expertise, I prefer you have none at all. So be it, and I touch you gently, for you are a blessed servant, and thy work pleases me greatly. I salute you ones as we begin to mobilize, for there can be no turning back. Ones can drop aside, there is no turning about. In unlimited love and total support, I am that I am, Sananda.